This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another conversation about what's going on the farm? Well, I hope so. You're in to the American Family Farmer Zone. I'm Doug Steffen here for the last weekend in September, an overview of what's going on in the world of the American Family Farmer, with a conversation beginning in the news department with the all-star lineup for this week's 35th annual Farm Aid. Nora Jones has joined this really diverse and expansive lineup for the 35th annual Farm Aid concert, which spotlights the issues of sustainable agriculture this year and how the farmer has been affected by the pandemic and what's going on with the struggle for racial justice on the farm. Nora said, "I love the work Farm Aid does, and I think it's so important to support local and family farms." She was on the bill of fare 10 years ago in Milwaukee and now has decided this is a very important thing to be involved in this year. There are thousands of family farmers that may be driven out of business this year. I thought it was interesting. There is actually a couple of stories this week about farmers being helped by other farmers who were in need. And certainly when the money is collected against the backdrop of Farm Aid, it'll go to help a lot of these farmers that are almost ready to call it quits. Every year we have thousands of farmers who just stop because they can't afford to continue given bad government policy that nobody seems to really, frankly, give a damn about. I shouldn't say nobody. The people, all too few people in government pay attention to what's going on the family farm. They talk about agriculture big time. Oh, yeah, they've got to help the farmers. But as is obvious in the promises that were made, the other big story this way, well, there's two other stories that affect, I think, the family farmer. This funding bill that's being talked about that will keep the government going until December, the reason that they haven't moved to sign is because they have disagreement on where the money is going in the bailout for farmers. Somebody's finally woken up to the fact that between the Treasury Secretary and the Department of Agriculture Secretary and the White House, the average family farmer is getting screwed. So now that we're getting down to the wire, the president has said, well, we're going to come up with billions more in aid for the farmer. But when you really drill down into this to try to figure out where the money is actually going, if you look at the last two or three bailouts, you get pretty disgusted, frankly. I'm looking at pictures of cows, the dairying, family farmers and dairying. That's what I think goes together hand in hand. The Department of Ag has provided details of the new round of payments, supposedly distributing whatever funds remain, as there is, I think there's 12, 14 billion left that hasn't been distributed yet. So then there's another round of food assistance, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, known as CFAP, helping agricultural producers to continue to face the disruptions. I got $1,100 for my farm because of what I do with the cattle. I raise replacement heifers, and it seemed to be worth it. We're having a real horrible time in New England because of the drought this year. There's not enough hay, there's not enough feed. The price of round bales, for example, is gone. And I make my own for the most part. I haven't made enough this year. But we were getting 55, 60 bucks a round bale last year, depending on the quality. This year, there's $70 or $75. And a $5 bale, small bale of hay, now is worth $7.50. So you can see, and that's because of the drought. Much as anything else, just not a lot of stuff available. And if you're getting it trucked in now from Canada or New York State or any of the other places, where they truck from the Midwest to the West Coast. It's $3.80 a live mile. So you're paying a lot of money for this stuff. And the farmers, they're not getting certainly the dairy farmers are not getting anywhere near the recompense. It still isn't straightened out. But the thing that bothers me more from a news perspective is where the money has gone. The biggest operators, and I'm not talking about the farmers themselves, I'm talking about people who own percentages of investments. There are a lot of LLCs that are basically investor groups. They get together, and every member of the family of these investors has gotten a check for $250,000. There are, you look at, you know, some of the addresses, I've talked about this before, going to Wall Street, going to Park Avenue in New York, going to Ocean Avenue in Boca Raton and Palm Beach and places where there's no farmers down there, but there are people who invest. So the president of the Environmental Working Group, tracking farm subsidies, and they've been doing this for a long time, have looked at the public records that show who's actually collecting millions of dollars, which is way over the cap. The cap was supposed to be, I think it was $500,000 per farm, and yet many of these outfits are getting $250 per family member. So here's a guy in New York who gets $250, his wife got $250, his four children got $250. So this is what's going on because it's legal. It's been profiled on 60 Minutes. It's all legal. But is it fair? Is it right? Is it just? There's a guy named Robert Cirio who's a lawyer, and he has made a lot of money finding loopholes in the farm subsidy, finding money, giving it to people, and basically, yes, giving it to people who don't have any, you know, they have no right to this money, except that it's legal. It is. All of these loopholes that you can find are strictly legal. Many farms today have investors, absentee owners, if you will, who are the people collecting the bailout money. Not the people who are running the farms, the people who own the farms. And I'm talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. If there's 20 people in the partnership, every one of them gets $250,000. And the guy, this lawyer, Sirius, says, well, they earn it because they own part of the farm. Wow. Can you imagine a country where these people get away with this stuff? Well, Perdue's been called on the carpet as well as he should be. And so maybe this next round is going to be better than the last round. But, wow, what an outrage. Ay, ay, ay. So I wanted you to know, especially if you're waiting for some money and you really have earned it, that all these people are taking $250,000 out of your pocket per family member, the families that own these investment outfits that own land and farms. Outrageous. These are big agri-coop. Well, some of them are co-ops and some of them are just big corporations. Pretty damned outrageous. All right. This program, The American Family Farmer, brought to you in part by the life-saving product for losing weight, Calitrin. I say life-saving because we all know that you need to be healthy. If you are going to work as hard as you do on the farm, you got to look the part. How many fat old farmers do you know? Not to put too fine a point on it. You're right. You don't know any fat old farmers because they don't exist. Once you get to the late 70s, early 80s, if you're fat, you're done. So if you want to avoid that, and it happens to a lot of younger farmers, I know a 66-year-old guy working in upstate New York, his name was Gary, died last month, had a heart attack in his bed in his sleep. But he'd been working on farms up in that area all of his life. Farm companies, and he had heart problems, but you know, here it is. He could have lost 40 pounds and been fine. So he made his choices. And I don't want you to go down that same street, but you got to like it. You got to know for yourself. You got to feel that you want to live and be healthy and happy. So my suggestion is that you and your family go to toploss.com and you take advantage of the Calitrin deals using the discount code at checkout, DJV. Won't have to pay any shipping. You can get the buy three, get two or three free, depending on whether you want a discount, money back, or another container. I suggest you get on the program, stay on it at least for 6 months. Science shows that's how it works best, because you lose the weight and it trains your body to keep it off. All right? Calitrin's the product, all-natural weight loss program, only one around as successful as it has been for 20-some-odd years. Find it at toploss.com and use the discount code DJV at checkout.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Moving along, back into the focus here on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Jim Habana Hoffner, who is the executive director of Land for Good. I came in touch with Jim a few years ago trying to come up with some plans, some ways of working in, because this is basically a New England effort, but it has roots. Even though roots are here, I think the idea works no matter where you are in the country. You've been the executive director since 2015 of Land for Good. What changes have you seen in the past 5 years, Jim, that are dramatic?
Well, I think the big changes that we've seen in the last 5 years are certainly a continuing, pressure on farms in New England, the challenges we have in New England in terms of our small diversified farms with small margins and kind of a, broader dominant cheap food system have only gotten worse. And the average age of farmers, of course, is creeping up. So that means a lot of land's going to be, is going into transition, which makes it hard for new farmers, new beginning farmers. Many are young, many are mid-career professionals to get into farming. And as you know, there's a lot of both consumer interest in local food, but also interest in farming in our region. So,
it's really interesting. You said you were looking before we started. You were looking at the list of people that have been on this program recently, and there are, as you described aptly, a lot of young farmers who want to get into it who are not from family farms, a lot of people who have had maybe 20 years at a job and they're sick of it, so they want to go out and try to find some land, and they make something of themselves. And I think that's sort of in part the focus here. But I want to plant a seed with farmers and people listening from the design that you've come up with, how this idea could spread and something that could happen to benefit people all over the country. Jim Habana Hafner, who is the executive director of Land for Good, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Bro. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Back to our focus on land. How do you farm if you don't have land? Jim Havner Hafner has worked for a long time at trying to put the right people together with the right land, getting people to conserve their land, getting people connected. And so I'm very interested in how this program, which works so well in New England, can be spread. More farmers and security. You heard me probably talking at the beginning of the program about the bailout, the ag bailout, and what a joke it has been for most of the family farmers. That's one of the issues. So how do you, if we weren't, maybe if we were in an ideal world, Jim, how would you work to make your mission more successful?
You know, in our case, our goal is to, you know, we're focused squarely on keeping farmland and active farming, which, you know, you can do some of that through protection, but, you know, we firmly believe that that's one tool, but it really has to be based on having viable farm businesses. So, you know, and for a farm to get started, to be viable, and to stay in farming requires secure, affordable access to farmland and also the ability to transfer it to another farmer, whether it's a relative or increasingly someone who's unrelated.
Can we stick with that for a second? Can we talk about the efforts that are being made? I know you are working legislatively because there are the old death tax takes its toll. A lot of families, you know, farmers have a lot of money, and when they die, oftentimes the land has to be sold in order to pay the taxes, and that's part of what you're addressing, is it not?
Yeah, in part. I mean, we wanna lower the cost and provide support to farmers to pass farm land and businesses on to the next generation. So, you know, it also requires a fair amount of technical support. I mean, as you may know, you know, none of us are particularly like to do financial planning or retirement planning or wills. And then we've got a family.
What's all that? I got a will anyway. You got a will? Have you got a will?
I have a will, but you know, farmers are actually ahead of the game. We've seen some research where when it comes to doing this kind of planning, farmers are actually in higher percentages do this planning more than other small businesses. But it does require support, and it requires, you know, other professionals who know farming, so not just folks like us who work on kind of the soft issues and goal setting, and but also attorneys who know farming, accountants who know farming. That kind of technical support for farm transfer and succession, we feel like it's really an important important piece, because that land and those businesses are already active. That land's in farming, and when those farms transfer, or farmers get ready to think about transfer, that's in many ways when those businesses and that land is most vulnerable to either to going out of production. And on the other side, you've got demand for farmland by, again, a new generation of farmers. As you noted, many are young, but many are actually older and mid-career. Actually, a lot of people think that beginning farmers are all young, but the average age of beginning farmers in New England is actually 46. So, you know, some of those folks come with business experience, a bit more capital and life experience. And, you know, so there's interest in farming. And I think, you know, certainly in the last 6 months with the pandemic, we've seen a significant uptick in interest in farming and or rural properties.
Yeah.
So
and, yeah, you've seen the land, the value for land going way up in certain parts of the country, and some bigger entities are buying it, which isn't necessarily the goal here. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jim Hafner from Land for Good.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Do you check your email right before bed? What about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? If that's the case, then you may be negatively affecting your sleep. We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic about stimulating your brain before bed.
Oh, absolutely. It happens with me all the time. So it can keep our minds mentally engaged, psychologically engaged, when we know we have those phones right next to us, when we know we are connected to the technology, we can check those work-related emails, which can really stimulate the brain, and we would be more active and awake, and it would have an effect on promoting good sleep. And the other thing is, we always sort of feel that we need to be connected, we don't need to be logged off, we don't need to be away from the technology. That's the other feeling that we always take with us when we're going to sleep, and that's not good for sleep.
More info is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Louisville, Kentucky police officers shot last night during protests in that city are expected to recover, according to the city police chief. They were shot near where protests broke out over the Breonna Taylor decision. Earlier in the day, Kentucky's attorney general announced none of the three officers who fired their guns during the misdirected drug raid in March that killed Taylor will be charged directly with her death. Within hours, protests broke out not only in Louisville, but in cities across the nation, including New York, Chicago, and in Oakland, California, where this protester says,
I wasn't surprised. I don't have a very high expectation of justice. in this country.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose again today at the U.S. Supreme Court building, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Maryland's Republican governor has come out against acting quickly to confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Speaking to the Texas Tribune Festival yesterday, Republican Governor Larry Hogan said that we should not be playing partisan games with the nation's highest court. Hogan adding it would be a mistake for the U.S. Senate to ram through a nominee on a partisan line vote. President Trump is expected to name his nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday afternoon, Hogan saying we shouldn't let Ginsburg's death create more division in the nation. President Trump says it's up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, making that clear during a briefing that he just might overrule the FDA. The agency has said it wants time after volunteers are tested to make sure there are no side effects from a vaccine, but Trump says he doesn't want any delays. And make way for a lot of new Baby Yoda items just in time for Christmas. Disney launching a bunch of new Star Wars products in what's called Mondo Mondays starting on October 26th. Baby Yoda became an instant breakout star from last year's debut of The Mandalorian and will be on some of the new merchandise. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Moving back into our focus on, let's say, the outline, maybe the syllabus. If you're an educator, when you go to landforgood.org, landforgood.org, the website for what Jim is trying to do. Jim Havana Hafner is here, executive director of Land for Good, something that should be your. Now, you're a farmer as well, right? Don't you have a farm out in Western Mass?
I actually don't have a farm. I grew up working on farms out here in Hadley, Mass. But a lot of our field agents, we have part-time farmer field agents in each of the six New England states. A lot of them are farmers, so they farm part-time or seasonally. We're pretty plugged in to the farming community, both directly and with a lot of the other ag service providers in New England and also nationally, other groups who are working in a similar way to us. So I live among farmland, you know. Got some of the best soil in the country out here.
Up on the, when you go up and down the Connecticut River Valley, wow.
That's it. Hadley silt loam, you know.
Yeah.
Got its own soil.
Yep, yeah. It really is. It's a fabulous place. I've often thought that if I'm sticking it out in my community of Framingham as the last guy with cows, and there are two or three other people who are growing produce, but the land is $400,000 an acre for a lot. So how do you know, you can't justify it. That's been the problem that you've encountered. So how do you bridge that? Give us an idea. Give people an idea You know, a lot of people think it's just hopeless, but it isn't. How would you take somebody like me or somebody who had land that was worth $400,000 an acre and convince them to give it to agricultural purposes, use it for agricultural purposes?
Well, I mean, New England has some of the most expensive land in the country, just raw land. I mean, Hadley out here, you know, $10,000 an acre, and we know that most of the value, well, no house, Doug, you know.
That's all right.
So a lot of the value there is in the house, but, you know, we do a lot of work. We're lucky here in New England that there are a fair number of land trusts. So if a farmland owner is inclined politically and sees that as a route to go, you know, there are land trusts who can help put an agricultural easement on, and you can get some of the equity out of your land and lower the price and keep it affordable for the next generation of farmers. You know, a lot of the work we do with established farmers and senior farmers and farm couples is just to get them to start planning, you know, thinking about the future of their land, their farm business, their retirement. Because, you know, a farm transfer plan is pretty complicated. It's got a lot of components. It's not just a will or retirement or life after farming, if a farmer happens to see that. But also there may be a business, you know, there's inheritance issues. So, you know, we start the process by starting to have the conversation, and we actually run some, of course, we have resources. We do some one-on-one work, but we have something we've developed called a Farm Succession School, which we've rolled out in each of the New England states several times. And, you know, that's kind of a structured way over the winter. There are like three sessions, and then there's homework in between to get people talking, to set some goals, to connect with resources, and we bring in Farm Credit East, so we've got like a business planner working with us, and usually there's a local attorney and a local land trust. So, again, talking about the issue, starting to lay out some of the goals and vision, connecting people with resources, certainly taking a look at the numbers. I mean, you know, if a farm business isn't profitable, then, you know, you got to start there, and there may not be a business to transfer. So, you know, it's a long process, Doug. You know, you want to get the process started early because the earlier you start, the more options you've got, you know. If you don't have a identified successor, then that's an additional piece, right? You got to identify someone who might want to take over the farm, because we know that most farmers, despite all these pressures, want to see their land stay in farming, right?
Well,
farmer wants that farm to pass out of farming.
I have I'm one of the rare farmers. As a matter of fact, I'm becoming a model, as long as we continue to put all this stuff together, as to how farms can be saved using cannabis as a creative methodology. I don't know if you knew that I have a Tier 11 license for the farm to grow.
I didn't.
Yeah, and we're going to save the farm with that, because I have a $9 million mortgage. I can pay that off on what I do
for
a living.
Yep, farmers are innovative, if nothing. The ones that are innovative and entrepreneurial are the ones that survive, you know.
Yep.
Some are putting solar on their farms, some are, you know, agritourism.
Well, but the problem, agritourism is great. The problem with the solar stuff, we have real problems in New England, and I dare say around the country, with people who are the resource that we've had where we think the government is our friend. And so farmers support things that would save the land, or at least they think protect their land. And then the government, certainly in Massachusetts, they've got their head right up to where the sun doesn't shine when it comes to 61A, which is our law that allows us to pay less in taxes. But because of the restrictions that were placed on not only 61A land, but more importantly, the agricultural preservation restriction, they call it an APR, requires that you do very stringent this, 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 and this. And when farmers are going out of business, they're not willing to look at other ideas. And the thing that piqued me when you said solar is we've been trying to get solar onto unusable farmland for years. And these people that run this program, they're just obstinate and they're supposed to be helping the farmer to survive. So what in the world is wrong with placing solar on land that can't be used for anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's the solar's been on farmland's been rolling out across the region, and I think, you know, some states are, I think Massachusetts is farther along. We've certainly seen it in our community in Hadley.
But you know what I'm talking about. There was a lot of resistance, and there still is to some things that ought to be doable on a farm if it's under an APR restriction to allow the farmer to survive. But when we continue, I want to talk about minorities and women and how you're helping them, because I think that's it has become almost a separate category and focus. You're listening to the American Family Farmer. Let me remind you about our podcasts every week. At the moment, the most recent American Family Farmer podcast has a focus on honeybee venom, the research that has found this venom can be used very successfully to fight breast cancer. So those of you who are prone to not liking bees for whatever the reason, maybe keep that in mind. A lot of conversation in the last few episodes of the American Family Farmer focusing on soil health. That continues on the current podcast as well. Get them all. They're all there in order for the years we've been doing this. Find the podcast and review at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Back to our focus on land, good land, important land. Jim Habana-Hoffner is the Executive Director of Land for Good, headquartered here in Massachusetts. So I made reference to minorities and to women. Actually, women are, well, I don't even know anymore. I say this and now I stop myself because women are becoming more and more very important in running farms. I don't know if it's a majority yet, but when I think of minority, I was thinking about black farmers. Because they really don't have the opportunities that a lot of white farmers do for whatever the reason. So what are you doing? What is Land for Good and other groups like yours doing to make it more plausible for minorities, no matter how we describe them, to own their land and become successful farmers?
Well, you know, in terms of talking about women as a sort of underrepresented group in farming, certainly in New England and among young farmers, that demographic is really growing. You know, a lot of women farmers among that cohort. In terms of other farmers of color, black, indigenous, immigrant, refugees, the other thing that we're really fortunate to have in New England is a lot of community-based groups. So a lot of our work, we try to partner with them. We have a very specific kind of expertise in helping people think about what kind of farm land they want to get on. If they're on land, if they're on with a lease, helping them improve their leases, And we really try to work through partnerships and collaborations, especially, you know, in communities or with groups who already work with some of those, you know, minority audiences, you know, whether that's partnering in Maine with a group of African American immigrant farmers and the groups that support them, or there's an amazing new group in New England called the Northeast Farmers of Color Land Trust, and mm-hmm. so they work with farmers of color and are getting organized. So that's been a really positive trend over the past few years because those groups allow us to bring our expertise to the farmers they work with, you know, and you know, as we know, you know, I think the last ag census showed that, you know, among those farmers who filled it out, 94% were white, and we only have 6% of non-white farmers in New England. Whether all those non-white farmers were counted, you know, is a separate question.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
It's a growing population for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Part of the problem is that we are looking at this. I think color, unfortunately, has been... We've really made a mess of this whole thing in our country, and maybe we're trying a little too hard at the moment. It just needs to settle, and people need to become. It's education, and your whole. That's one of the reasons that I support your group because it is, in large part, Land for Good is an educational organization. It does put people together. You find land, and you put. But it's getting people educated as to how this works and. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, we're really about trying to get people, you know, empowered to give them the tools and give them the support and get them on the next step. You know, we're not, when it comes to farm seekers, as we call them, you know, people looking for land either to buy or just to have more secure tenure. I mean, we don't hold their hand every step of the way. We don't have the resources to do that, and we don't think it's the most practical way to do it. You know,
they
come back to us and we give them the resources, we get them on it in their next step, hopefully get them unstuck, connect them with other folks, and, you know, try to set up other types of infrastructure in the region. We have a website called newenglandfarmlandfinder.org, and it's a free website that has it's just farm properties for sale, for lease, and you can sign up as a farm seeker to get notifications when new farm properties are posted. And if you're a farmland owner or a landowner who owns land that you think might be farmable, you can post it there. It's kind of like a Craigslist for farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't replace MLS. It's not a real estate listing. But, again, it's a piece of infrastructure. We work with a lot of other groups. And it's just another way to make the market, if you will, hopefully function better for farmers.
Well, the numbers speak for themselves. Kind of tells you what the story is here. You've got 3,500 plus seeker accounts and only 200 properties listed.
Yep.
So the match.
Yep. The demand is high and the supply, you know, we got to get supply up there.
Right.
Yeah, the supply
and,
is low. So it's,
and, you know, again, the developers are out there. They're trying to buy up all the land they can, and that's their business. So it's not bad. It just is their business. And so you got to. Sort of beat them at their own game, if you will.
Yeah, we got development and consolidation. You know, the bigger farmers are going to have the capital, and so we see diminished farming opportunity if we don't get on ahead of this land access thing.
The problem. Landforgood.org is the main website, and then again, if you want to pursue NewEnglandFarmlandFinder.org, it's a good idea for not only here but elsewhere around the country. Jim Abana-Hafner, Executive Director of Land for Good, here on the American Family Farmer.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After the hour, I'm Doug Stephanus, the American Family Farmer. Now these comments. I see a lot of people, I was talking earlier in the program about farm aid, and I guess we could use that in terms of how it's applied. Farm aid, capital letters, the big event that raises $60, $70 million a year, maybe $80 million this year, to help farmers in need. It's kind of a shame that we have to do this, but we do, because of bad government policy, because of attitudes that have been fostered by people who just don't understand farming anymore. We don't understand the agricultural setup in our country. At least that was the case before what happened. One of the good things from my perspective, and I think most people who are farmers, the perspective of those who have seen increased interest in what they're doing on the farm. Locally here in my neck of the woods, farmers are getting a buck an ear for corn. And you could say, my God, it's 50 cents where I am, or 25 cents. Well, because there's so little ground being used, available, in fact, and because the drought has affected a lot of people. But not only that, the demand. After people went into the supermarket in March and couldn't find anything to eat, they started thinking to themselves, well, where does this stuff all come from? And so people have pulled themselves away from being dependent on the grocery store and gone back to the local farmers to buy food, to get milk delivered, whatever. And so it's impacted and been very helpful for some, if not most, of the farm owners. But that's, I'd like to think it was long, there was a long story here. But we get to the end of the growing season, and farmers who have been in trouble have enough money to have run their farms through the season, maybe till the end of the year. But then what happens? Until next April, when they can start again, you got 3-4 months of no income for the most part. And that's been the case for year after year. I can't tell you how many local farmers have gone out of business in wintertime because they don't have any support. They can't build up overnight. If they have one good year, that's great. It's one good year. But that's not going to overcome 10 bad years of people
who have just, for convenience sake, gone to the Whole Foods Market or whatever. One of the other things that's happening this year is the huge expansion of farmers' markets. And for the most part, in most areas of the country, we're getting the local farmers to, and I know our farmers' market here in my town has expanded with people coming in, all different kinds of ideas, and that's cool. It's a reflection or a reaction to the demand for food from local sources. Then, and I, you know, you think that people, I was looking at Eva Longoria's new, she's very active in these sorts of things, very philanthropic. She's been advocating farm workers over the past couple of decades, partnering with American Farmland Trust and the Tillamook Creamery. The All for Farmers effort now taking place. 10% of the September sales going to help farm workers and farmers who've been struggling during the pandemic. Well, it isn't just the pandemic, just struggling because of bad policy, a lot of the things that we were talking about with Jim here earlier in the program. About 2,000 acres of farmland is being lost every single day to development. And that's what Jim is fighting against, and that's what Eva, she's trying to buy or help people buy their own land to hold off the state. You know, we have an increasing population, so you got to have a place for them to live. And that's going on, but instead of going into the inner cities and doing a lot of work where, let's face it, a lot of young people want to live in smaller cities and suburban areas now, and there's plenty of downtown areas that have blighted that could be gentrified. And you'd like to think that there would be incentives for doing that, but it's easier to purchase land and start from scratch and put the, we've had in my community, a golf course has been developed, farmland that I used to use for pasturing and growing corn, Gonzo, that was a church-owned thing, and they just took the, you know, the highest bidder and went away. You see that sort of thing happening all over the place. So hopefully with the help of Longoria and her ilk and the help of Willie Nelson and his ilk, we can do something to help. And certainly the, you know, I saw one of the largest egg producers in the country, Hillendale Farms, gouging its prices. And that doesn't help the reputation of farmers. One of the largest egg producers and distributors in the country, they're selling locally and nationally. And, you know, the price of eggs has gone up hugely because of, I guess, supply and demand. But the Attorney General in New York and Ohio and Pennsylvania went after him for price gouging. So what's that doing for us? Just an interesting sidelight to how varied the information is and what we're following here. It's the American Family Farmer Show. Listen to every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for being here. It's harvest time.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.